Hey, After Buzzers, before we move on to your next topic, we just want to say thanks to our sponsor, Anchor. If you haven't heard about Anchor, it's the easiest way to make a podcast. Let me explain. It's free. Plus, there are creation tools that allow you to record and edit your podcast right from your phone or computer. Also, Anchor will distribute your podcast for you so it can be heard on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, and many more. Plus, you can make money from your podcast with no minimum listenership, and it's everything you need to make a podcast in one place. Download the free Anchor app or go to Anchor FM to get started.
I'm Maria Menounos, and you're tuned in to AfterBuzz TV, the ESPN of TV talk. Now, let the buzz begin.
Hey, what's going on, y'all? We're still here, you know, living that quarantine life, safe at home. What's going on, guys? I'm your favorite Afro-Latina, Franceli, here, holding it down for the Godfriend of Me After Show, and I got my girl who loves to talk all things philosophical, universal, and God. Mina's in the house.
What's up, guys? Thank you so much for letting me keep my sanity by doing this after show. Quarantine life has been super, super hard, but I'm glad I have Godfriended Me and God to get me through this.
Listen, for real, I feel like if me and the Lord weren't besties, you know, because I'm your favorite MIT too. I keep forgetting to tell y'all that, but I am a minister in training. So the Lord's been giving me extra time to train. You feel me? but I really look forward to Sundays on a whole other level now to be able to interact with you in this way and talk to you guys, not just to Mina, but the folks who love to tune in with us every week. And this episode, Almost Famous, almost took us out. Mina, can you just let the people know overall, what did you think about tonight's episode?
Literally, I'm not even just saying this. This was my favorite episode of Godfriended Me from season one and season two. I want to say this is really high up there. It's probably number one, possibly number two, but it was so good. Every twist and turn had me on my toes. It was the first time when I was like, this isn't super predictable in a cheesy, like, heartfelt way. But I was like, whoa, what? Like, what kind of twist are they, like, throwing in here? And I really missed, like, not having the show for a week because I came back to it and I'm like, oh, this is really nice. It's nice to finally see this again and, like, the familiar faces. And obviously Miles on my TV screen is always, like, you know, I'm always going to love that.
We love that. We sure do. I mean, for me, overall, I mean, I always love this show. They can do almost no wrong for me. Yes, and I was really over it in a little. Like, I'm over the fact that we keep chasing this God account. Like, at this point, I don't even care. And secondly, I'm over Kara and Adam, and we'll get into that later. But those are, like, for me, like I said, because the show can do no wrong, like, I love every episode. Yes, and I'm kind of over it. I'm over those two storylines. Let's just do away with it. So anyway, let's get into it. Let's get into this episode. Let's really talk about, I really want to talk about Allie. Javicia as an actress, shout outs to you, girl, because for real, like, I really, really enjoy her as an actress. I really enjoy her vulnerability and what she's doing with this character of, like, man, having to play someone with cancer, I mean, unless you've really experienced it, like, it really, you got to go some places. So I just want to give kudos to her for being a voice to women everywhere who battle with breast cancer and just being that kind of symbol of hope. So yeah, shout outs to her. But I do want to talk about Allie's storyline. Like, again, we start the episode at the hospital. You know, Miles gets his friend's suggestion. And as we know, this season of Miles' life of getting rid of Kara as a relationship was all about sacrificing, like, kind of like a bargaining chip for the God account in order for the God account to help his sister. So he's really betting on the fact that, like, my sister's going to be a friend suggestion. It's only a matter of time. Right. And that's not what's happening. So how do you feel about how, quote unquote, the God account is not necessarily taking Miles's bargaining chip for, like, I feel like God was like, nope, I'm good. I don't need your 12 pieces of silver.
I think the funny thing is that we often think that in order to help someone, we need to help them directly and not realizing how interconnected everything is. So my favorite part of this is just, like, you really, with this show, especially Godfriended Me, you realize how interconnected lives are and the ripple effect of helping one person and how solving, you know, complications in one area is going to make another area better. So you don't have to help Allie directly. You can help someone else who in turn will be able to help that person because now they're at their peak performance, clear headspace, whatever you want to call it. So often we just look to the problem and we're like, I have to fix it. I have to fix it. So I'm going to go straight to the source without realizing how doing things indirectly at times is sometimes the best way. Like even when you want to improve your life, a lot of times you might have an issue in one area. So you keep like, you're like, oh, I'm having relationship issues. So you keep focusing on the relationship issue instead of realizing, hey, maybe if I like work out and like eat healthy, I'll be in a better headspace. And then because I'm in a better headspace, I'll be able to solve my relationship issues instead of just like suffocating that one thing. And that's kind of what's going on with Miles now in this episode. He's helping Allie through helping someone who is so closely linked to Allie.
Yeah, for sure. I mean, I want to give a special shout out to those who are on the live chat with us. And as always, Ivan is in the chat, ready to go off. And Adrian is joining us as well. So shout out to you guys. But Ivan was really confused. And I don't know if Ivan, I can answer your question. He posed the question. He doesn't understand why there wasn't an official friend suggestion this episode, that it was just the God account liking the video. I don't know. That's a question for the God Friended Me writers. We should hit them up on Twitter. But I kind of like that sometimes they switch up how they do it. Because I mean, at the end of the day, it was like Mina was saying at the top, like that it was kind of cool that certain things weren't as predictable as we're used to. Like it's gotten to the point where I watch the show now and I tell Mina like, okay, before the first commercial break, they get the friend suggestion. So it gets to a point where now based on whoever they interact with within the first 5 minutes, I know one of them is the friend suggestion because that's kind of just like the recipe for the show, which there's nothing wrong with that in the grand scheme of things. Yes, and I like it that they switch it up a little here and there because like Mina says, it makes it a little less predictable. So I think it was kind of cool that we had a different way to get to our friend's suggestion.
And I think it also, you know, by having it be the YouTube video as opposed to just the girl as a friend suggestion, like, you know, when it comes to logistics of producing the show, you cut out a lot of fat and time it would take to make it the friend suggestion, then find out she's a singer, then find out all these things about her. So it cuts out all of the explanation. So you can go straight to the YouTube video and be like, oh, there's this girl, you know, named Kylie who loves to sing, as opposed to, okay, I have a friend suggestion, Kylie. Who is Kylie? Like, why is Kylie relevant? It just goes straight to like the issue, which is music and wanting to go on tour and wanting to have the freedom to pursue what she loves at such a young age.
Yeah, for sure. And I mean, let's get right into it then. Let's get into this friend suggestion.
Let's do it.
Or this video like to make Ivan feel better. You know, Kylie, this whole storyline was just really something to like juicy and to follow. And I know that Mina off screen had posed the question to me. Because, you know, we FaceTime and watch the show together. Social distancing, guys. So you know, she had asked me, like, do I think it was ethically appropriate for the fact that when, you know, this whole time, this friend suggestion, what we come to find out in this episode is that Kylie's mom wasn't her real mom. And that was kind of what was behind all the motives. And so, interesting enough, I want to point out two things. Number one, you know, a lot of times we think that people's behaviors are for one reason. And a lot of times it's a lot deeper than what's on the surface. Mm-hmm. And that's why I think it's so important to like not assume things, ask questions, because it's very easy on the surface as a rebellious daughter to think she just doesn't want me to tour. She doesn't support me. She doesn't understand. As opposed to asking like deeper questions. And again, at that age, we don't necessarily have the emotional bandwidth or capacity to like really dig deeper. Like, mom, let's unpack this. Like, I really wish that when I was 16, I had the capacity to talk to my mom in that way, to say, mom, can we unpack this? Like, what's triggering for you about me going to tour? Do you not trust me? Because, you know, those questions will then really unpack some other things and give room for some real transparent and clear conversations, which is what her mom was really scared to have, was these transparent and clear conversations. Shout outs to Amy Acker, who played this role, and she did it extremely well. She's such a great actress.
That's the thing. Like, she did such a good job. I was just like, damn, because we were talking about this like episodes back, you and me. Mm-hmm. Don't have chemistry reads with the main people on the show, and they just throw them into a situation and it's like, okay, act now. And it's like, for them to be like new to the show and then have it be so organic, like the dynamic between all the characters, and have the acting really move you, was such a pleasant surprise. Mm-hmm. In this week's episode, when they usually don't have a lot of time to like go over this, you know?
Right. Yeah, for sure. And that's the thing I was saying, that I don't think it was ethically wrong, in terms of, I've heard cases of that all the time. Like, you know, sometimes the mom has the kid really young, and so the grandmother raises the kid as his own. Like, I've heard these kinds of storylines in families often, so I know it happens. I think for me, what I struggle with is that I think once a child is at a certain level of maturity and age and wherewithal, I think it is important to then introduce that to the conversation. Having that conversation with her at 6 years old, maybe not. But at 16, mm-hmm. Yeah, I definitely agree with, like, it's a violation of trust to kind of like keep it for that long. I'm not saying, hey, tell her right away, but it's definitely a conversation I think it's important. How do you continue? You want to trust her to go out on tour, but how is she able to trust you when you've betrayed her for so long?
Right.
What did you think? I mean, I know you asked me the question, but what did you think?
I think it's such a complicated situation because, like, even when it comes to the example, for example, of, like, the ethics of everything going on, like, when do you, because we were talking about this on FaceTime, where you're like, eventually she's going to have to tell Kylie that she's not the biological mother, but I was kind of thinking about it from the perspective of like Miles interfering and how it really is none of his business. And there were times that I started laughing, like a little bit, like chuckling, watching some of the scenes, because it was a little creepy if we didn't know Miles and we just saw this random guy showing up in all these different locations mm-hmm. where Kylie is, and just like showing up at the train station and then showing up in the hospital and then showing up at the music store. Like, it just is a little creepy and stalkery at that point, where it's like, why are you so emotionally invested in helping, you know, this kid that you mm-hmm. don't know? It's a little weird, but because right. we know Miles and we're so invested in him as a character, like, we kind of totally overlook that. But I think, like, I don't know, I feel like when you're at that age, you're kind of like going through the rebellious stages of, I want to have my own agency. I don't want like my mom controlling my decisions. You know, I want to be able to pursue what I love without someone telling me like what to do. So I got Kylie's perspective, but it was super frustrating because, you know, I feel like you have to respect your parents when you live under their roof. Like, what do you think? You're going to go on tour and come back, and how are you going to support yourself? You're really going to sever your relationship with your mom? Whether or not she's your biological mom, it doesn't matter. Like, she raised you.
Right. I mean, I do want to, like, there's something you said prior when you were talking about, like, just, like, how Miles was moving and how creepy it was. I want to bring up accountability, because I want to say it was really beautiful, the scene tonight that I saw between Miles and Rakesh, about holding him accountable to the integrity of what he does. Because it was like, hey, you have this friend suggestion. There's a conflict of interest. Your sister is up for this trial. Are you sure that you're not moving based on the biasness of that and trying to manipulate the outcome of how this happens? And I thought that was a great thing to do. Like, it's so important to have people around you that are going to check you. Like, I was just telling a friend of mine today, like, if you do not have the people around you that are going to bring you up out of your stuff and call you out on it, then you got the wrong people around you.
Yeah. I mean, I get that. And I was kind of in shock when even Javicia's character, Ali, was like, you have to treat this God account like any other God account. And this friend suggestion, you can't like have a special sort of like conflict of interest when it comes to this, just because your friend suggestion's mom is my doctor. And I was like, really, Ali, though? Like, because if it were me, I would be like, well, Miles, do whatever it takes to make sure Ali is good.
That's why faith without works is dead. That's part of the work. Like, when you marry integrity with faith, that's what it looks like. Like, making sure that you're still integrous. And then on top of that, I have the faith that if I'm meant to be in this trial, God is going to make a way for me. And let's remember, Allie's character is more rooted in faith. She has been a believer, been under the church much longer than Miles. You know, Miles is not the one who's necessarily, yeah, I'm gung-ho for God. So I'm actually grateful that although it seems like the unrealistic response, yeah, the carnal response, the fleshly response is to be like, yeah, let's do whatever it takes. But when you really take the time to think about what would God do, you know, how would God operate? God would operate in integrity and in love and in trust. And I trust that if this is for me, this is for me. And I don't need to manipulate that outcome. So I really was pleased with Allie's response.
You know, that sounds really great on paper, Francelli, but let's be real. Like, this has a nice little happy ending, nice little bow on top. But if
Not really, because the outcome was she didn't get into the trial.
Okay, I can kind of see your perspective with that. But here's the thing. Like, I feel like because everything worked out in terms of, like, worked out with Kylie, it's like, okay, great. Like, do the right thing. But in my mind, the right thing is like having your priorities straight and like prioritizing the people in your inner circle more than someone in the God account. So like for me, if I were to run the God account, my priorities are always going to be my family first, my mom, my dad, my brother, the people in my inner circle. That's always going to take priority over a random person that's suggested by a God account when we don't even know if this account is being run by God himself. Do you see what I'm saying? So I have a different perspective when it comes to that. Yes, I think you should have integrity in all things that you do. But I think integrity can also be defined by keeping your word. And is your word to this account or is your word stronger to your sister? Because sometimes your word will conflict because you can say, oh, like I have made a commitment to honor the God account in every way. But I also make a commitment to my family, and sometimes those don't coincide. So you have to decide, well, what takes priority? And for me, it's always going to be family.
Well, then let's get right into it. Let's get into the topic of the God account. Because as we know, on this episode, we've been getting closer. Like I said, I'm over it. I'm over following this train. But here we are. So let's talk about it. They're trying to get to the bottom of who's behind the God account. And they're getting closer. They believe it's Corey, who, recap for you guys, is the son of Alphonse, who they originally thought was behind the God account. And we got to meet Corey's mom and all that jazz. So I really, as always, they leave us on a cliffhanger, which is so annoying. But Mina, I want to ask you what Ivan put on the live chat. Ivan said, I don't think the God account cares about Miles.
Yeah, no, I think that's true. But I don't think that's a bad thing. I think the God account cares about the greater good and teaching lessons to everyone who is open to benefiting from that lesson. I don't think you have to care about Miles as if Miles is like the chosen one or like the prophet. I don't think it's bad if the God account doesn't care about Miles, because Miles is the vessel with which to, you know, transmit the word of the account. So anyone can take on that role. It doesn't matter who it is. The purpose is in helping people, not in putting one specific person on a pedestal and saying, oh, I care about this person, but then not about all these other people. So the God account is going to do whatever is in its best interest. And I think the God account's interest, depending on who's running it, is the greater good of humanity. That's my right. personal opinion. But maybe we find out the person behind the God account has a different interest and it's going to like shatter all of our belief systems.
Do you think maybe, it's Corey?
What if it's Reverend Finer? What if it is?
And what if that would be crazy plot twist?
That would be an epic plot twist, and it would make so much sense because it's his way of connecting with his son, and it's being fed to Miles. So the dad always knows where Miles is at all times. I feel like it wouldn't be a far-fetched answer.
That's wild. I mean, I definitely don't believe that it's Corey, because come on. Again, how are they going to keep the show going if they just reveal that this is who's behind the God account? So I don't think it's Corey, but again, which is why I'm kind of over keep following this kind of fish bait hook situation. Like, I'm like, look, guys, I'm so invested at this point. I really believe in these storylines that I'm just like, I don't really care who's behind the God account at this point.
And I don't think it's one person either. I think it's got to be multiple people, right? I mean, and where they are at all times. It's got to be a team of people working in some sort of like IT corporation. I don't even know. I don't even know who it is. They're probably working in the Silicon Valley.
Not the Silicon Valley. Lord. Well, guys, I mean, all in all, like I said at the beginning, I really feel like tonight's episode was good, yet I'm over it. And I said I'm over the God account, and then the second thing I'm over, I'm really over Kara and Adam, you know. And because we're on the storyline that, you know, Kara and Adam are the ones who've been following this B storyline, you know, he's been helping, but he comes into the office and Miles picks up on some energy. Adam's like, when are you gonna tell him about us? Don't worry, he's just my friend, it's all about you.
That Mina, was the shadiest.
I got the eye roll all day for her. How are you feeling about this?
Okay, she has every right to date Adam, right?
But she does.
The way she's going about it is so disrespectful and shady. And for her to like reduce Miles to just a friend and not be honest about the history, you do not start out a new relationship without honesty and like, you know, having a firm sort of commitment. And also, this is so weird. Why is Adam saying, when are you going to tell, like, what are you going to tell everyone about us? Like, they barely started dating. Like, what, they went on a couple dates? And now, I knew this was going to happen the moment that I saw him. I called it. It was so obvious. And the truth is, I actually like Kara with Adam way more than I liked Kara with Miles. I feel like there's something about it that just goes well. And I feel like they're both, like, in this field of like journalism and investigation, there's something about it that matches more. And I feel like Miles might just be a little too mature for Kara right now. I never want to see them together again because I'm so over it. I don't think Kara is a bad person at all. I just think that her character isn't doing a lot for me, and I think it's the way it's being written. Like, there's nothing about her at this point in time where I'm like, oh, I'm invested in her and what happens to her. I more want to see what's going on with Rakesh because we haven't heard a lot from him.
Yeah. Yeah, I got a soft spot for Rakesh. I love him so much, so much. But I really feel like Mina, you made some really good points tonight because I'm like, wow, I never really thought about it that way, about like Miles' arc as a person in this story, how much he's grown and matured and how he sees the world. And that's the thing, right? Like when you're in a relationship, I was just saying this today. I was like, man, I think about people who got married at 17, 18.
Oh my God.
And then they're like, just even 30. Like you're another person. You're just like a completely other human being. And then just how do you adjust to being with someone throughout their change and their metamorphosis? So it's like Miles has changed and evolved since all of this has gone down in the past time in his life. And it's like, it does seem a little bit, I didn't think about it that way, that Kara may not be as evolved for him. But that's the thing, like, can you love people through as they take the time to get to your level? Or do you, that's why they say some people believe that people grow apart. Like, there's just so many different levels to that, because I feel like Yeah, she may still have some growing to do, but does that necessarily mean that they should never be together just because of that, you know?
Well, I almost think, I don't think that Miles is too good for her per se, but I do think he has a different style than what she's used to. Like, he's very invasive and he doesn't really have respect for boundaries at all. And I don't think that's necessarily like a really horrible thing. I just think he's very much like, what's wrong, Kara? And he like gets in everyone's business. Like, that's very much his personality. And Kara is kind of like this like little cat that's like, I need space and it takes a while for me to open up and I do things gradually and I'm very slow. And Miles is like very much like affection. Let me get in your business. I want to help. I want to be of service. And I just think those two styles don't match at all. But I think he was beyond patient with her. I just think Kara needs someone else. And I think that Adam might be a good fit. It's just, we don't know a lot about him. I know they look good together, but, he seems like a little bit more like aloof and more reserved. And I think that might actually be better for her than someone who's like super warm, like Miles. Like, she might need a little bit of that space and independence.
Yeah.
Oh, so I don't know.
Well, you know, Ivan is really upset in the chat,
but you know, I just want to say really quickly, Miles's face when he saw Adam was,
oh, it was written all over his face.
It was crazy. I was like, written out to go off. Like, what is going to happen right now? And then the subject just got changed. But I was like, Miles, I saw you on Power. What are you going to do?
That part.
Yeah.
Well, like I said, Ivan is going off on the chat. He's extremely upset because, you know, Ivan is team Miles and Kara all day. Mm-hmm. He's not happy. He said, you're completely wrong. Miles and Kara are perfect together. You're killing me. Miles and Kara are meant to be together. So, Ivan, we're aware. We understand where you stand. We support you. Yes, and we're here to talk about, you know, how we feel as well. So I love it. I love Ivan for like his passion and just his, but he's actually contemplating like, don't not watch the show. He's like, if they don't bring Miles and Kara back together, he might stop watching this show.
Oh my gosh. I wonder like what most people think. Like, are most people team Miles and Kara? I feel like most people aren't anymore.
Yeah, we're gonna have to put that out there. Guys, comment. Make sure, guys, listen. If you love the podcast, if you love the after show, if you're listening on Apple on the podcast, make sure to give us 5 stars, rate us, tell us how amazing this is and how much you love listening to us. Or right here on the YouTube channel, make sure you hit that subscribe and like button and stay tuned for all the things we do right here on AfterBuzz. And, you know, as always, thank you guys for making us the TV talk. What is it that we always
say?
ESPN of TV Talk. Yes. It took me a second. I'm like, guys, it's been this quarantine. I feel like
it is.
My brain just doesn't work the same. I'm like, have I seen people? Did I go outside today? What day is it?
It's so weird because I feel like now we have to find more creative ways to like keep our sanity. It's like everything is closed except the grocery store.
Right.
And but nature.
I'm definitely grateful for like good content and good TV. Like, God friended me to kind of like offset, you know. I was watching this video and listen, because we're in quarantine, sometimes I like to go a little offset just to talk to you guys who are possibly struggling or whatever you're going through. Thank you for tuning in with us, and I hope that it helps you get through whatever anxiety or stress you're feeling, because this can be a really stressful time. But I watched this video from folks who went through it in China, and they were saying to pick only a certain amount of time during the day to watch the news and only consume that once a day, as opposed to consuming it all day throughout the day, because it can get overwhelming. So like I said, I really love shows like God Friended Me, who give me a little sense of hope and inspiration and smile and joy to kind of like, for an hour, keep me a little distracted from all the madness that's going on in the world. So thank you guys for continuing to join us. Do we have any news? News and gossip for today?
The news that we do have is that God Friended Me will be coming back in 2 weeks from now. I think I might die during this quarantine without
it's
my
horrible. Come on, guys.
But it will be back in 2 weeks. And it was kind of a good thing to have like 1 week off, because now that it came back, I really got to like soak it in and appreciate it because we didn't have that 1 week of it and we were in quarantine.
Right.
So it was definitely like nice to see that again.
Yeah, that's true. Well, then let's get right into it. Let's get into our special segment, God Speaks, where Mina and I just share with how God has spoken to us this week. And you can do the same with us right here on the chat. Shout outs to Adrian, who's also in the chat with us. And he says he's team Miles and Kara as well. So I guess we got another one.
No.
So Mina, how did God speak to you this week?
So God spoke to me in a very interesting way. And I want to say the one word that sums it up is perspective. I called my cousin to check up on him during the quarantine. And I was like, how are you holding up for this quarantine? And he's like, honestly, I don't get why people are going so crazy. And I'm like, really? Like, you're not going crazy? Like, you're not getting stir crazy? And he was just talking to me about how he obviously, like, because I'm Iraqi, a lot of my family lives in Iraq or grew up in Iraq. And he grew up in Iraq. And during the war, like, they would have to stay at home all the time because it was too dangerous to go outside. And things going on where he could easily get killed. There was like a lot of chaos. So he's like used to like having to like be inside and like have days at a time without like electricity, water, just like a very different perspective. Mm-hmm. And he's like, yeah, this is nothing. Like we get to be inside and safe and like watch TV and study and do whatever we need to do. And I was just like, wow, we Americans really are privileged little babies. We are we have so much privilege that our one concern is like, oh my God, what are we going to do with quarantine when we have technology at our fingertips, access to food? People are like buying massive amounts of toilet paper and canned goods. And it's like other parts of the country are like starving right now. Mm-hmm. And other parts of the world are starving or have been even before this quarantine business. And now I feel like if anything, we should learn to have empathy for the less fortunate because we're dealing with something like this and everyone's panicking. So
that's good.
I thought that was really interesting.
Good. I really like that. You know, what God has been really speaking to me this week is really about, I mean, so many things. But I will say forgiveness. Forgiveness has really been triggered for me because for whatever the reason, you know, during quarantine, people are coming out of the woodworks. People have a lot of time to sit and think and contemplate. And people from the past have been hitting me up and people who have hurt me and betrayed me or exes that I don't date or nor want to talk to, you know, like they're just like just checking up on you. But why? So really asking myself, like, you know, and like doing the self-work to kind of like navigate, like, why are those things coming up for me? And why am I triggered by those things? And have I really forgiven, you know, because in the all scheme of things, hey, I don't have to be on someone's mind, good, bad, or indifferent. The fact that someone, not only did I cross their mind, but they took it upon themselves to still take the time and the effort to reach out to me. It doesn't mean that I have to accept them back in my life. Because again, forgiveness is not for the other person. It's for you. It's for you to absolve yourself from the weight of all of what carrying the stuff that people did to you takes, like, it literally has a hold on you. So it's like, it's about relinquishing that. And so I feel like these moments of people coming back has really like brought up for me, what have I forgiven and not forgiven based on how my reaction is when I see someone's name pop on my phone or number, because, you know, some people's numbers have been erased.
Yeah.
But yeah, so definitely forgiveness has been the word of the week. And I really do pray that during this time that I really believe God has said so loudly and clearly, it's time to slow down, take a second, reset, relax, regroup. And I just feel like it's such a gift and people are really taking it as such a curse. And I really think that God has given us a gift in tragedy. But again, that's why they say he works things out for the greater good, that even when things are bad, you can find the good in it. And this is, of course, a tragedy that so many people are dying and that the world is where it is. But the goodness that we can find is that we're getting time, which time is something you can never get back. So I'm grateful for it.
I love that, Francelli. That's so beautifully stated. Everything you said. Yes.
So do you have any predictions for 2 weeks? Lord, I'm so over it. Why are we waiting so long?
All I know is that there's a baby, there's a subway, there's a detective. I don't know what the heck is going on.
I'm like, how did we jump from almost meeting Corey to that? I'm so confused.
That was the weirdest, like, most misplaced teaser video, and I'm so confused, like, where we're headed. I have no idea.
Yeah, I definitely am like, well, I don't know if I have a prediction besides the fact that I just know Corey ain't behind the God account.
I kind of hope they incorporate quarantine into future episodes. I think that would be super interesting. Mm. Like helping a friend suggestion from afar when you can't go walk around and interact with people to help someone. I would love to see an episode where it's like getting a friend suggestion during quarantine and having to be creative enough to help that person in need remotely when you can't go out and talk to them in person.
Oh, Mina, I'm gonna DM you this cool video that I saw about neighbors who started dating because she was on her rooftop. He seen her from the window. He found all these creative ways to date her while social distancing. It was the cutest thing on the planet. So I'm just like, so yeah, that would be cute to kind of see that on the show. I would like something like that.
That's adorable. That reminds me of the movie Disturbia.
It was really good.
Yeah.
Well, guys, thanks for joining us every week, as always, right here. We'll be here this way until further notice. I'm praying that, you know, soon we can get out the house. But until then, Mina, let everyone know how they can stay in touch with you and follow the things that you're doing at home.
You guys, TikTok has been my latest obsession, especially during quarantine. TikTok is amazing. It's the best distraction. You get to be super creative. So please, please follow me on TikTok at Mina Makes Magic. I'm pretty active on there.
I've really been trying to learn the Renegade. It's Renegade. So complicated. It's guys, really, but I'm your favorite Afro-Latina. You can follow me at all the things at Selly Hangout, as always. And we love you so much. And we'll see you in 2 weeks.
Bye, guys.
Bye. Our founder, Kevin Undergaro, and me, Maria Menounos, would like to thank you for tuning in to AfterBuzz TV. Remember, we're not just the first, we're the biggest in the world, and we're the only destination for all your favorite TV shows. Whatever you crave, we've got it. So go to AfterBuzzTV.com and check out our lineup. Buzz you later.
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.